This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to WHL This Week, our playoff edition. Coming up, the Western Hockey League has announced its award finalists for award season. Coming up in the next few weeks, we'll have a look at all the nominees across the league. And the WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien nicely underway. Round one has seen some favorites advance as the opening round series continues into the weekend. We'll have a look at that. First up, the Western Hockey League has named its award finalists for the upcoming WHL Awards set between April 30th and May 9th. The nominees for the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy for WHL Player of the Year will be contested by Zach Funk of the Prince George Cougars, who scored 67 goals this past season, Connor Geeky of the Swift Current Broncos, WHL scoring champion Jagger Furkus of the Moose Jaw Warriors, and 17-year-old Berkeley Catton of the Spokane Chiefs. The WHL Defenseman of the Year, the Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy, is between Hudson Thornton of the Prince George Cougars, Carter Yakimchuk of the Calgary Hitmen, Denton Matejchuk, captain of the Moose Jaw Warriors, and Graham Sword of the Wenatchee Wild. The Dale Wilson Memorial Trophy for the league's top goaltender is between Brett Meerwald of the Vancouver Giants, Harrison Menigan of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, Moose Jaw Warriors goaltender Jackson Unger, and Jan Spoonar of the Portland Winterhawks. The nominees for the WHL Scholastic Player of the Year for the Darryl K. Doc Seaman Memorial Trophy include BC Division rep Andrew Thompson of the Kamloops Blazers, Central Division nominee Noah Chadwick of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, East Division nominee Colton Bridgman of the Regina Pats, and Berkeley Catton of the Spokane Chiefs. The WHL Coach of the Year will win the Dunk McCallum Memorial Trophy, and the four nominees include Mark Lamb of the Prince George Cougars, Willie Desjardins of the Medicine Hat Tigers, Brennan Sonny for the Saskatoon Blades, the winner of the Scotty Monroe Trophy for the best regular season record, and Mike Johnston of the Portland Winterhawks. The WHL's top executive, the Lloyd Saunders Memorial Trophy, will be between, again, Mark Lamb of the Prince George Cougars, Chad Leslie of the Swift Current Broncos, Jason Riplinger of the Moose Jaw Warriors, and Mike Johnston of the Portland Winterhawks, all four nominees adding significant pieces this season for a run at Redemption Oath Cup. The WHL Rookie of the Year is the Jim Piggott Memorial Trophy. It'll be between Tarek Parasak of the Prince George Cougars, Gavin McKenna of the Medicine Hat Tigers, goaltender Evan Gardner of the Saskatoon Blades, and first-year import player Julius Mietinen of the Everett Silvertips. The nominees also announced for the Brad Horning Memorial Trophy, given annually to the WHL's most sportsmanlike player. The nominees include Jordan Keller of the Kamloops Blazers, Gavin Hodnett of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Braden Yeager of the Moose Jaw Warriors, who won the award last year, and Jordan Gavin of the Tri-City Americans. The Doug Wickenheiser Memorial Trophy is given annually to the WHL's Humanitarian Player of the Year. The four nominees include Ty Hurley of the Kelowna Rockets, Shane Smith of the Medicine Hat Tigers, Evan Gardner of the Saskatoon Blades, and goaltender Tyler Palmer of the Everett Silvertips. And finally, the WHL Business Award, presented annually to the WHL club that best exemplifies giving back to the community and producing an electrifying game day experience, include the Prince George Cougars, Edmonton Oil Kings, Saskatoon Blades, and Portland Winterhawks. The winners will be announced daily from Tuesday, April 30th to Thursday, May 9th. Congratulations.
From the drop of the puck to the Edmonton Oath Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
The WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien have seen some of the heavy favorites advance onto round two. We'll start in the Eastern Conference. The Swift Current Broncos completed the sweep of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, and they did it in dramatic fashion. Matt Barrett on the call Wednesday night in Lethbridge.
Caswell spins his way into the zone. Caswell into the slot. Geeky shoots. Scores! Don't it feel good? Connor Geeky sends the Broncos to the second round. 5-4. Double overtime winner.
Crazy. What a great goal by Connor Geeky. Puts the team on his back. Able to drive in and just no question. Able to bring it past Menigan. And look at the celebration. Broncos with the sweep.
Clark Caswell had the assist on that series-clinching goal from Connor Geeky, and he spoke with Matt Barrett post-series victory.
Clark Caswell led the Swift Current Broncos in points in their first-round series win over the Lethbridge Hurricanes, a four-game sweep. And Cassie, just talk about the excitement and how nice it is to be able to get to the second round here in these playoffs.
Yeah, it's amazing. Obviously, haven't been in the playoffs for quite a while right now, but our goal going into this first round was to play as little games as possible, and I think, obviously, we completed that, so we're pretty happy with the result.
Well, the most recent game, double overtime, talk about the experience in that for a young guy like you getting some double overtime experience like that.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't had that before. It was pretty tiring, but the guys pushed through. The vets, obviously, they held their way, so it was a good learning curve for further on in the playoffs.
What is the mentality after maybe that first overtime?
Just stay above, stay defensive, wait for the other team to kind of make a mistake and capitalize on that. Just trying to play as safe as possible and give ourselves the best chance to win.
Did you feel like this team kind of improved throughout this first round series? Where do you kind of feel like this team kind of took it to the next level?
Yeah, definitely. I think our special teams has been a huge factor for us so far, putting up a lot of goals and shutting down power plays on the other end. So that's been a real big key for us. And I think we didn't start the way we wanted this game, but we showed a lot of adversity, pushed back, and it's great to see that from the group.
How big was it to get those first two wins at home in this series?
It was amazing. It's super easy when you have great fans like you do in Swift. So if that's the atmosphere for the rest of the playoffs, I think we're going to do pretty good.
Moving forward, as you guys get maybe probably upwards of 10 days off, what's the mentality? Is it rest up, kind of rest up all the bruises and all that?
Yeah, I think it's rest up a little bit and wait for a matchup and prepare for those guys. So obviously we're going to take some time to heal up a little bit, but we're excited to get back to the rink.
Maybe enjoy this one a little bit as well?
Yeah, definitely. First one since 2018, so we're happy.
As you guys have gone through this, you kind of played with a couple guys, but mainly Connor Geeky and Luke Misselbacher most of the series. How easy was it to play with those two guys?
Yeah, it's amazing. They work real hard. Luke had a great series offensively, and Geeky's obviously a great 200-foot guy. He plays good all over the ice, really easy to play with, forces the other team into turnovers, so it's awesome.
Well, you set up the overtime winner there in Game 4. Walk me through the goal in Game 4.
Yeah, kind of a high flip. Nothing really at the blue line. And took a chance in the middle. Fed Geeks, obviously, made an amazing play. So it kind of happened pretty fast.
It did. Like, obviously, 30 seconds in. What's going through your head?
Yeah, it was kind of a chance the other way. So I was a little worried there. But came down, and it was really relieved to get that one over with.
So as you guys head through this, is it just kind of having some fun now? Are you guys enjoying this ride?
Yeah, definitely. It was a super fun bus ride back. So we're going to cherish it for a little bit and then start preparing for later.
Cassie, appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Back to you, John.
Meanwhile, the Moose Jaw Warriors are moving on to the second round, and the turning point might have been in Game 2. On home ice against the Brandon Wheat Kings, Brandon would take the game to overtime. James Gallo on the call.
Kovacevic to Lakovich, scores! Lyndon Lakovich, your overtime hero!
The Warriors would go into Brandon and win the next two for the series win.
5 seconds left as the Wheat Kings dump it in. Flipped out by Ethan Hughes, and that'll do it. As the Moose Jaw Warriors, in four straight games, will advance to the second round of the Western Hockey League playoffs. As they knock off the Brandon Wheat Kings 6-2 in Game 4, they take the series in four straight and will have to wait and see who they will meet in the second round. I think all eyes will be towards the Swift Current Broncos, but that is not confirmed yet.
Matt Savoy led the Warriors in the series with 8 points. Jagr Furkus and Denton Matejczuk put up 7 points apiece. Elsewhere, the Red Deer Rebels have used late game and overtime heroics for a series lead against the Medicine Hat Tigers. Going back to Game 1, the Rebels rallying back from 4-0 down to get the game to overtime.
Trouble wind in the slot. They score. It's over. A silencer. 1:15 into the second overtime. The Rebels are going to steal it.
Gino DiPaoli on the call in Game 1. The Rebels also scored with 1 second left in regulation in Game 4 to break a tie for the game victory, taking a 3-1 series lead into the weekend. The Saskatoon Blades, the top seed in the East, they lost the opening game against the 8th-seeded Prince Albert Raiders, but then stormed back to win 3 in a row. Back to Game 3 in Prince Albert in overtime.
Trevor Wong moves into the circle. In front, they score! Winner, winner, chicken dinner, the hat trick for Easton Armstrong. 23 seconds into overtime, and the Blades take the home ice advantage back.
It was Les Lazarick on the call on the overtime winner. Let's move to the Western Conference, where the Portland Winterhawks advanced past the Victoria Royals in 4 straight games. And we're off to Portland for the radio call at the end of Game 4.
This one goes all the way back towards Braden Holt. He'll make one final pass, and the Portland Winterhawks have swept the series. They win Game 4, 4-1. They win the series 4-0, and it's on to the West semifinal.
That was Nick Merrick on the call afterwards in conversation with defenseman Luca Cagnoni.
Joined by Luca Cagnoni after the Winterhawks just completing a sweep there against the Victoria Royals. Luca, I know it's no easy task to get that done, but I'm sure after you won Game 3, you were looking at this Game 4 and thinking, let's just finish it now before focusing on a weekend game. How important was it for the team to kind of come out quick and hard tonight?
Yeah, the fourth one's always the toughest. We knew that they're going to have a push really early on, and I thought we started off really hot. I thought we maintained that throughout, like, the whole game and stuff like that. But, you know, it all started with the first game of the series. I got to set a tone there. And, you know, I thought they fought really hard, too. I thought they put up a good fight. And, you know, it's a game of inches. You know, bounces can go either way. So I'm just happy we capitalized on our chances.
Obviously, you guys earned the right to home ice in the first two games. How big was it to have those first two games in Portland to ultimately start the series 2-0?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, with a crowd like ours, definitely gets you up, gets you really energized for every game. You know what it's going to be. It's really easy to get for games when you know you're going to have a really good home crowd.
Obviously, the opponent's still TBD in the next round, but I'm sure you're excited to know that it's going to be through Portland. You'll have home ice in the second round. Are you kind of excited, and what are you looking forward to here? It's your third straight trip to the second round of the WHL playoffs.
Yeah, I want to get through it. I mean, we've kind of been stopped the past 2 years, so, I mean, getting through this will be really huge for, I think, everyone in this room.
What'd you learn maybe from this series that could help you get over the hump then the semifinal round?
Game's never over. I thought they fought back a lot late. You know, again, just bounces cue either way. I thought they got a couple big ones laid on. And, I mean, we're going to take that on to the next series. Hopefully lock it down even more.
I feel like the team's MO has always been its depth, both defensively and offensively, and kind of a similar result in this series. Defense was stepping in. You guys were blocking a ton of big shots. Different forward line stepped up offensively every game. Does that pretty much speak what Portland was doing in the regular season and the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, all season long we wanted to run 4 lines, all 60. And, I mean, I thought we did that all throughout playoffs. But everyone was going. Everyone had energy. Bench was really positive. So, you know, we keep that throughout the whole playoff series and looking like a dangerous team.
Luca, thanks for the time, and best of luck in round 2.
Yeah, thank you.
The top-seeded Prince George Cougars also advanced in 4 straight games. They wrapped up the series Wednesday night in Spokane.
And the horn will sound as the season will come to an end for the Chiefs as Prince George will win Game 4 here tonight by a final score of 3-2.
Mike Boyle on the call for Spokane. While on the other side, the Cougars advancing to Round 2, Cole Waldy spoke with forward Carlin DeZained.
Just firstly, got to be so nice to get this done in 4. Some well-earned days off to get set for Round 2. Maybe just your thoughts on how the series went as a whole here against Spokane.
Yeah, I mean, I think the easiest way to say it is just what a group effort from the boys, you know, coming together all 4 games and being consistent and battling for each other. And, you know, like you said, I think we really earned that. And these days off will definitely be nice to prepare for the next series.
Game 4, let's just talk about Game 4 in particular. They threw a lot at you guys, but I really thought you did a great job really minimizing their chances. Maybe just take me through Game 4 where you guys really had to hold the fort and I guess kind of stick to your structure.
Yeah, I mean, the guys really battled today, and you know, whether that was just getting pucks deep or blocking shots, we had a lot of warriors out there, and I think that's what really helped us win.
the depth of this team. You know, we talk about it on a nightly basis, but I think it really came through in the playoff series. I think of a guy like Keaton Dauhaniuk, who scored twice already in the playoffs, had one goal in the regular season. That is one example, but just everyone contributing, it seems like, for your group. Even both goalies, right, with Josh and Ty. It just feels like all through the lineup, you must be very pleased to see that.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes our team so successful. You know, we have so many different guys that bring so many different things to the table, and you know, those mesh so well. So it's really nice that everyone was able to contribute, and you know, we'll be looking that for that in the next series as well.
Got to ask about the fans in Prince George, especially for those first two games. I thought you really fed off of them. Maybe just take me through what it was like to play in front of them, and if that's any indication of what we're going to see in the future, you guys must be very excited.
Yeah, I mean, the fans back home were no short of electric, and it brings a lot of energy in the building, and really allows us to feed off that. So it's so good to see, and we're so excited to get back home and play in front of them again.
Let's talk about Spokane quickly. You know, obviously a very good team over there, a lot of potent offense. What were some things that made it tough on your group? I know you won all four games, but were there any maybe some times where, you know, they maybe had some really good opportunities throughout the series?
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of really, really good players, a couple stars for sure, and you know, they got a pretty deep team too. I mean, you know, they got a lot of guys that know their role and know what they need to bring to the table. And that's, you know, was definitely a challenge for us.
Carlin DeZane joining us here on the WHL podcast after a four-game sweep over the Spokane Chiefs. And Carlin, Cohen-Ziemer scoring his first goal back in the lineup. You could just kind of sense like a ton of relief, not just over him, but through everyone, I think, in the team. It must have been cool to see him get his first one. The first one, I believe, since late November.
Yeah, it's great to see. You know, he's been a big addition for us come this playoff time. And for him to get that first one was huge, especially for, you know, his confidence and going into the next series as well. It's great to see for sure.
Last one before I let you go, Carlin, on a bit of a different note, your coach and GM, Mark Lamb, nominated for a pair of awards. I know he traded for you a couple of years ago. You've played under him and his guidance for the last couple of seasons. Maybe just your thoughts on what it's been like to play for Mark. And obviously you a big part of this whole rebuild, really, to the success that you've had now.
Yeah, I mean, Lammer's been incredible, and, you know, he really trusts the process, and I have so much respect for him and because of that. And, you know, I think he more than deserves the nomination, and, you know, what he built here is such a special group. And, you know, we've talked about all year how fortunate we are to have him as a coach, and, you know, we always stand by that. So we're so happy to see him get that nomination.
Carlin, well said as always, my friend. Congratulations on the first round win. Great win tonight, and best of luck in round two next weekend.
Thank you.
The second round of the WHL playoffs continue this weekend on four fronts. Next week, a round two preview. Hey, that's the show, and we want to say a special thanks to Nick Merrick in Portland, Kowalde in Prince George, and as well to Matt Barrett in Swift Current. Enjoy the remaining series here in the opening round. We'll be back for round two next week. I'm John Keane. Have a great weekend.